Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Having some lighting issues today, but we'll deal with what we can. This morning, as I spent time with God and had a chance to catch a glimpse of the sunrise, which was incredible, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way. And discovering your path in Christ. And today's topic is walk a path of freedom. And it's really what we spent last month talking about as we looked at the Journal of Living Free. But David writes in the Psalms a couple different times at least, and it's really woven throughout it, that he is able to run in the path of freedom because of God's decrees, because of his laws, his commands. And so often I asked, you know, last month, you know, when you think of commands and laws, do you typically think of freedom or do you think of restrictions? As we live in a time where it seems like constantly updated restrictions and mandates and guidelines and things that we're expected and supposed to follow, it's hard to think of those things as giving us freedom. And yet God says that's his perfect law. That's gazing into his word sets the boundaries. I think of the times that I've had opportunity to go go-karting. And at least the tracks that I've been on are designed for amateurs like me. The cars, the go-karts are steel bumper cage around the wheels and the framework, and the track is completely enclosed with guardrails. And those two things help you to stay where you're supposed to be. And so I could floor that thing and go as fast as it would take me and not worry about flying off the track and into some dangerous area. The bumpers and the guardrails provided this area of freedom that I could drive and play and be wherever I wanted. And in a sense, that's God's word. It provides the bumpers in our life that kind of nudge us back into the direction we ought to be, that the guardrails that keep us from going places that we shouldn't go. As we live life, there's another element of walking a path of freedom, and that's recognizing that Jesus has given us freedom to walk within the boundaries of his word. It's our responsibility to give others freedom to walk within the boundaries of his word. The Pharisees really had an issue with them being the rule makers. Jesus would bind heavy burdens on people and not even allow them to enter the kingdom of God because of their rules and regulations. And walking this path of freedom says that we live within the boundaries of God's word and we allow others the freedom to do so as well. That it's not us making the rules that they have to live by. I love one of the friends of mine uses the word tribes. And I know it's not an unpopular word at times in some Christian circles, but describing the different denominations and different church gatherings and how they operate, often different from one another. And he talks about your tribe and my tribe and how we have similarities and how we have differences. And this, the guy that I know that uses it a lot, he's very good with that. He understands the concept of walking the path of freedom, of realizing if we're following the word of God, there will be differences because we have the freedom to be different. We're created uniquely. We're created in God's image for specific purposes. And so, as we live life, we walk this path of freedom that's in Christ. And no, it's not the freedom to do whatever it is I want. That's not a good freedom. The freedom is to do whatever it is God wants. That's the best freedom. There can be nothing better than living life in a way that honors God, that pleases Him. That we do such by walking with freedom and allowing others the freedom to live life. Many times Christians get the reputation of being very judgmental. And sometimes it's not a bad thing, other than our attitude about it. We're holding fast to the truth of God's Word, the core of what He says is right and wrong. And in a world that doesn't like defined right and wrong, we can get labeled pretty easily. But many times it has more to do with us not loving people who are different than us, of not giving them the freedom to live by God's law, by God's Word, just as we have the freedom to do so. And we expect them to live according to our rules rather than God's rules. And according to our version of what God wants rather than God's version of what He wants. And today, as we spend your Saturday doing whatever it is you have planned, I pray that you're preparing for a worship gathering, whether it's in person in a church building, whether it's online, whether it's with your family, that you're worshiping God, not just on a Sunday as you gather somewhere, but every day. And you're worshiping Him in freedom. Jesus says, you know Him, you know the truth. And you know the truth will set you free. So as we pray today, I would encourage you to spend time examining the freedom that you have to walk with God. And yes, we have that freedom in the country that I live in. And even in the midst of a time period where many feel their freedoms are being shrunk down to bare bones, and many feel there are different freedoms being taken away, you still have the freedom to live, to worship God, to honor Jesus, to make Him known, to walk that path of freedom. How will you live it? When we are known more for what we're against than what we're for, we're probably not attracting a lot of people to Jesus. But when we become known for living in freedom, it's what Americans at least are crying out for. It's what the world seems to want. It's part of our human nature. And to be able to say, God's Word creates these boundaries for us to live in. And as long as we stay in those boundaries, we have freedom. I shared this illustration sometime earlier in one of these daily broadcasts about a study that was done on children in playgrounds. And it was discovered in the study that if you would put a fence around a playground, that the children generally felt free to play in every square inch of that area. They would go out to the fence itself and every part of the playground in between. And just absolute freedom. However, you would take the same playground and remove the fence or not have a fence, and most of the children would cluster together in a small area, fearful of going too far beyond what was allowed, fearful of the unknown, fearful of what would happen. In a lot of ways, God's Word is like that. When we recognize it as the fence, as the boundary, we find great freedom. to run and play and live and represent Jesus wherever we go. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has given us freedom to live for you. You give us your word to create boundaries and fences that keep us in areas that we ought to be and to keep us out of areas we shouldn't be in. And so, Father, as we gaze into your word, as we walk today, may we walk that path of freedom. And not only us, Father, but may we be more mindful about the freedom we allow others to have. May we not become like the Pharisees, the religious leaders of Jesus' day that created burdens for people when you wanted them to have freedom. May we look at each person as unique and valuable and gifted in ways that we aren't. And so they live life in a way that we don't. And may we look at your word as to how we do that in freedom, without judging or condemning others for things that they have the freedom to do. As we do that, Father, help us to be cautious about not throwing out your commands, not throwing out the rules that you expect us to live by, the righteousness and holiness that you want us to have. May we walk in that freedom in a way that honors Jesus. And may we look at the core and recognize that through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we have been set free to live free. And God, help us to not get so caught up in the petty stuff of man-made laws and regulations that we need to follow because you called us to obey. And rather than argue and fight over masks or not masks, or distancing or not distancing, may we live in freedom to obey your word. And so, Father, help us today as we walk that path of freedom to fully lift up Jesus, to make him known, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And yes, I'll work on the lighting again, and hopefully tomorrow it'll be a bit better. We'll see. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.